Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There are just enough of words to this. Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, oh, oh.
Remember,
every time I remember
your goodness.
Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever beats.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for your excellent goodness, your excellent greatness. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with favor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us from the hands of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us, oh God. Hallelujah. Divine provision, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Oh, we thank you, our Creator, the Creator of miracles and signs and wonders, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Oh, we thank you, Almighty God, Sovereign God. We and all that he's done for me. My heart cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. So, Father, we bless your name. We give you honor. We bow down before you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, that you were the fourth man in the fire. We thank you, Lord, for saving us from the clutches and the hands of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural healing. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your kindness. We thank you, Lord, you are our comforter. We thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us and protecting us and our children and family. We thank you, Jesus. We never would have made it without you. So, Lord, this morning we just release a prophetic praise. Even in this situation that we're in, we release a prophetic praise. We thank you in advance because, Lord, your word says you will never, ever leave us nor forsake us. Oh, that you will be with us to the end. We thank you, Lord, that all your words are true and amen. We thank you, Lord, for fresh manna from your holy throne room. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us, your sons and your daughters, oh, Father God, to drink fountain that springs from the river of life. We thank you, Lord, for making every crooked place straight. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you know our name. Lord, not the names that our parents give, but the name you know, hallelujah, by our name. When your sheep hear your voice, we obey your voice and we do not follow the voice of strangers. So this morning, I just want to say, thank you, Jesus. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Because you are awesome. You are mighty. You are great. Thank you, Lord, most importantly, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus. So as we walk with him and receive him as our Lord and personal Savior, that we will continuously be saved. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending your Holy Ghost to guide us and lead us to do your biddings, oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting us, for giving us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Lord, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So this morning, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we have hope and trust in you. Thank you, Lord, that you will never, ever let us down. We have a God who never fails. We have a God that's nothing impossible for you to do. Lord, increase our faith to depend on you and not lean on our own understanding. In all thy ways, we acknowledge you, and you direct our path. Care for us. We are the apple of your eye. Hallelujah. We thank you and we honor you. We bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us. Lord, bring down your mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Mercy, O God, upon those that connected to us. Mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Have mercy in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank you. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Release the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the network. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for the precious blood. We speak healing to our bodies. We release the blood to make us whole and heal us. Oh God, the blood, heal us spiritually, heal us emotionally, heal us biologically, heal us financially. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Release your healing virtues. Let it flow in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We need a refreshing. We need a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but a fresh anointing, oh God. Pour on us your oil, oh God. Fresh, a refreshing, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Pour upon each and every one of us here this morning. On this Sabbath morning, a fresh anointing, oh God. The oil, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the oil never run dry in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you for the ministry of the holy angels that you've sent to guide, protect, and do your biddings in our lives. Lord, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We thank you, Lord, for saving us from the hand of the enemy. When the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up the standard. And so, Lord, we say thank you. We cannot thank you enough. We could have been dead. But Lord, because of your mercy, you brought us through. And so, Lord, we appreciate you. And we bless you, Lord. We praise you. Your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Oh, Father God, we bless you. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, as we come into the Word this morning, Father God, I surrender completely and totally to you. Let your Word come forth. Oh, Father, let it come forth, oh God. You said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Father God, let it flow. Let the anointing flow, oh God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Father God, let it not be me, but let it be Christ in me, oh God. And so, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. Father God, give us revelation. Give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Open our spiritual senses, our eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bless your name. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let us look at Psalm 18. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Psalm 18, and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, if you turn your Bibles to Psalm 18. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death abashed me, and all the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was rough. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. And at the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundereth in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightning and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundation of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord. And the blast of the breath of thy nostrils, he sent from above, he took me He drew me many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from which them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord, hallelujah, was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place, hallelujah. He delivered me because he delighted in me, hallelujah. He brought me forth into a large place. Verse 19, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands have he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore have the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the foreign, thou wilt show thyself foreign. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God, will enlighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. For who is God, says the Lord? Or who is a rock, says God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like high feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. Also giving me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has holding me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn against them, they were consumed. I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle, for thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou also hast given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou hast made the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known, shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from my enemies. Yea, thou lifted me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent men. Therefore will I give unto thee, O Lord, amongst the heathen. Will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, amongst the heathen and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance give ye to his king and sure mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. We're looking at God this morning as our deliverer. That's why I chose the Psalm 18, because as you look through it, you see what David is saying. He has delivered him. How he fought the battle, to sum it up, he delivered him. He heard the voice and he came, hallelujah, and delivered him. And not only fought the battle, he's more victorious in Christ Jesus. As I was meditating, the Lord took me to 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 35. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after him it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it roars against me, I caught it by its beard and struck at David. Hallelujah. David took the lamb out of the lion and the bear. And the lion and the bear, he took the what? The lamb. Hallelujah. But am I saying this morning, many of us, we are there like that lamb. We're supposed to be in one place, but we're all over the place. Hallelujah. There's a specific place that God wants us to be. And like the lamb, we go astray. It's not good for you to go astray, because when you go, you are isolated. But when you stay with the flock, you are protected. They come together. Because what happens, the enemy looks for you to be alone so that he can attack you and win. Hallelujah. But that's not God. God, that's my sheep. Yeah, my voice. God wants us together. Hallelujah. In unity, in oneness. Hallelujah. He does not want us to be separated. There's so much you got to face when you're by yourself. Hallelujah. Two is better than one. But we're looking at these things from the spiritual level on deliverance. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they're safe. Thank God that you had time to run into it. 2 Samuel 22:2, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Poor and needed, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. Psalm 70, verse 5. But I am poor and needed. Make haste to help me, oh God. You are my help and my deliverer, oh Lord. Do not delay. Psalm 144, verse 2. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer. The one, the shield, and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. Proverbs 21:31. The Lord is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the horse is prepared for the day of deliverance is of the Lord. Jeremiah 37. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it's the time of Jacob's trouble, and he shall be saved out of it. So Romans 11:26 says, and so all Israel will be saved. It is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and who you will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Psalm 62, 1 to 2. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my fortress. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge. God is a refuge for us. He is our deliverer. Hallelujah. And as I meditated, I remember sometime last year when the Lord woke me up. It'll be around the beginning of the year, and the Lord said, pray right now, don't waste time. I want you to pray, and the Lord directed me in intercession and prayer, and I went deeper and deeper and deeper, and the Lord showed me what was about to happen. He said, get up, pray, intercede, cry out, pray. Sometimes when God wakes you up, don't go back to sleep. The reason he wakes you up, because God, the enemy wanted to take someone's life. And the Lord said, I want you to pray. That person is not that time. I want you to pray. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. Hallelujah. Until I felt that relief in my spirit. Why am I saying this? That person was like a lamb, and that lamb, hallelujah, the bear's mouth. Hallelujah. And when I began to pray, because God wanted that bear or that lion to release that person. And God said, pray. And sometimes you pray the word of God back, and you pray in the spirit. How you start moaning and groaning in prayer. I don't need to call the person and say, ABC. No, all I needed to do was to cry out to God and pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. And I did pray. And after I prayed, the Lord delivered the individual, but they never knew what the danger they were in. And sometimes you do those prayers for people, and it's not for you to go back and say, oh, I did this. No, it's the Spirit of the Lord that woke me up. So the Spirit of the Lord made me pray. Until I felt a relief in the spiritual realm. For all God's words are yes and amen. As that person who should have been dead in the grave, God came through. That's why it's good to pray and intercede. You don't need to know the person. When God says pray, and he will give you special prayer, but pray. Hallelujah. And that lamb was secure, sticking out. Hallelujah. In the mouth. Many of you might not understand what I'm saying. Many times we are in the mouth about to chew us, to kill us. Oh, I suppose yes, many times because of some choices and decisions and different things we make. And we're sitting right there in the enemy camp. And God said, look, let me come and rescue this person. God ways and that our ways, His thoughts are not our thoughts. So God comes in and rescues us. If we're in that merry water, He takes us out. We're in the fire. Nothing will burn us. It will be smoke sent on us. That is the God that we serve. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So if you think you have not been in that lion's mouth, we all been there. But God, we even were there when we were not living for Christ. But God, in His mercy, because of the plans that He had for our lives, God rescued us. He saved us. Hallelujah. From the mouth, you get into the mouth of the enemy when you make wrong decisions. You get into the mouth of the enemy when you're sick. You get into the mouth of the enemy when you stray away. You get into the mouth of the enemy when you're not reading and studying the Bible, using scriptures to defeat the enemy. You're not using the armor of God. And so the enemy will find a way to sneak and to take you into his arms, not to comfort you. His mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Our children have been in the mouth, hallelujah, of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But God, rescue them. Our siblings, nieces, nephews, spouses, in that road, in that mouth. But God, hallelujah, rescue. Even in our foolishness, He rescued us. Hallelujah. So we see in this scripture, my main scripture is 1 Samuel 17:34 to 35. We see when Saul asked David, verse 33, thou art not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for thou art but a youth and a man of war, and he a man of war from his youth. David said unto servant, I kept my father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, saying that he hath defied the armies of the living God. Hallelujah. He did it before, over and over, and he can do it, and he will do it again. And so we must tell him, Lord, you are my deliverer. Thank you for delivering me from the hands of the enemy, from death. From death. When you see death as you pray or intercede, you will pray more so that that person will not succumb. Hallelujah. That's why we must pray for one another. We must be our brothers and sisters' keepers. Intercede and pray. When you pray, something happens. Trusting God, obeying Him, praying, getting deeper and deeper, hallelujah, into a relationship intimate relationship with God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. He is our deliverer. So what I'm going to say, anybody that going through something, I want you to know that the Lord is your deliverer. His name is Jehovah Mephati. Jehovah Mephati, the Lord, my deliverer. Some of you don't even know, and I don't even know, what was ahead of us last week. Hallelujah. He kept us. And so we praise him. We praise him and we thank him. And so what I'm saying today, the enemy is after us. Every one of us, he comes to steal and kill and destroy. But the Lord revealed some things to me. We need to pray. We need to pray. Because we shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise the Lord, be our refuge and our strong tower. Pray against the spirit of death. Jesus defeated death on the cross. If God didn't want you or I to be saved, he wouldn't bring it. So pray, he is our deliverer. Even when we mess up, when we repent, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as you're in this prayer line, there's someone here, pray. Everybody pray against the spirit of death. You shall live, I shall live, to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, we thank you for bringing your prophetic word. We thank you for telling us to intercede and pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I lift up this individual to you especially. You know them by name and nature, oh God. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, arise, O God, let her enemies be scattered. Arise in your power, let her enemies be scattered. Angel of the Lord Jesus Christ, O war on her behalf in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we bind the spirit of death and all his cohorts and send them to the bottomless pits of hell. We lose life. We lose abundant life in the name of Jesus. We shall finish our destiny and our purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord, you are a wall of fire around this person and the glory within. We pray for your mercy, O God. Perhaps there's something that we may have done. And we cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Father God, give them another chance. Give us another chance in the name of Jesus. And we shall live to speak and declare your goodness in the land of the living. So Lord, in the name of heal us, make us whole. Let us remember that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and says that wherever we are, God will save us to the uttermost. We have Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 7:25, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf, interceding on behalf of this person, interceding. Jesus is right there, interceding for you. All we need to do is praise him, because he has done it. In the name of Jesus. And so I cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. I cover each and every one with the word of God. I cover each and every one with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. There's nothing too difficult for you to do, Lord. And so we thank you for deliverance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us get our Holy Communion ready. Hallelujah. As you get your Holy Communion ready, well, I won't keep you long. We'll do it in the Sabbath offering. And I pray over it in the name of Jesus. Get your Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we invoke the covenant that is in the Holy Communion over our lives. the lives of our loved ones. Father, we, as we take this holy sacrament, we pray for the United States of America, oh God, on the verge of going to war. And so, Father, we don't take this lightly. We ask you, oh God, intervene on behalf of the United States, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this nation is in a covenant relationship with you, oh God. You say we'll bless those in a covenant with Israel. We stand on that covenant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just like David said, uncircumcised Philistines. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are a covenant-keeping God. Father, we ask you, Lord, to quench the fire. We ask you, oh God, for even those that have to make decisions, that they make the right decisions. Oh God, the Holy Spirit, take over in the name of Jesus. We pray for the president, the commanding general of the United States of America. We pray for Joe Biden in the name of Jesus and his family. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, take charge of him. Help him to make the right choices. We pray good health. We come against every plan of the enemy, against his life, against his family, against his children, grandchildren. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we cover this nation with the blood of Jesus. We cover the head of state with the blood of Jesus. We pray that the Congress make the right decision. Lord, some of us have children and nephews and nieces that's in the army, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we cry out, oh God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, turn the hands of the enemy, the enemy, oh God Almighty, Lord, intervene. And so, Lord, as we take this sacrament, oh God, we cover our families, ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for that person who, that particular person, you know them by name and nature, who has the spirit of death at the heel. We bind that spirit of death and his cohorts right now, and we speak life. Loose her and let her go free. Her body, soul, and spirit belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose her, loose her, loose her. Let her go free. You have no right. She is in a covenant relationship with Jesus. We release our 91 upon each and every one, especially upon that individual, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is her life and her salvation. Whom shall she fear? The Lord is the strength of her life. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have delivered her, delivered us from the clutches and the hands of the enemy. Just like David took that lamb out of the bear and lion's mouth. Not only did he pick the lamb out, but he killed the bear and the lion. We thank you, oh God, for victory in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to breathe over, breathe on this out these elements, send it from natural to supernatural. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or water, crackers or bread that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. After the same manner, he also took the cup. When he had supped and saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Eat this bread and drink this cup. You do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive all the benefits, the Holy Communion, the unlimited benefits of the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering us. We thank you for intervening on our behalf. We thank you the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you for increase. We thank you for making the way in the wilderness, the crooked places straight. We thank you for easing of us of pain. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Father God, for giving us beautiful ashes. We thank you for comforting all those that are mourning. In the name of Jesus, especially Pastor Young and her family, continue to comfort them. In the name of Jesus, and all those here that mourning the loss of a relative or friend or family, comfort them, O God. Comfort us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we give you glory. We lift up our offerings to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for even blessing us with offering, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we give this offering under the order of Melchizedek, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we honor Christ as we release this offering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that have given or are given the offering, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you go protect them, provide for them exceedingly abundantly, above all they can think or act. So we thank you for creative ideas for businesses. We thank you, Lord, for increase. We thank you for favor. Those who are releasing their offering, favor, 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 shielding with favor. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us from the hands of the enemy. Oh, Father, bless this offering. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath day. Receive your Sabbath blessings. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.